Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, award-winning entrepreneur, author's consultant, and publisher. So today I want to ask you the following question. Coronavirus is in full swing. Where are you in your business? In the U.S., we've watched as different parts of the world dealt with this virus. Many were hopeful that it wouldn't have an impact on us and their family, and that their daily activities would keep them out of harm's way. If they simply didn't travel to this destination or they didn't do this or that, they'd be okay. And while some may still feel like this whole virus epidemic is blown out of proportion, the impact of the coronavirus and prevention methods that are being mandated by local and state government are being felt. We are at the point where realistically, you cannot deny the impact this will have on the economy in addition to the health and welfare of our citizens. So with schools being closed for several weeks, many restaurants either now or soon will no longer be able to serve sit-down services, as well as even churches switching to live streams. Where are you and your business? I ask this question because I feel many small business owners are making the same mistakes that they made during the holiday season. They were not prepared, nor was their brand or their business, products, or services positioned to take advantage of the holiday season's rush. Now, before you go on the defense, I'm not suggesting that your business would take advantage of people or have price gouging for your services or products that you supply and you know that they need. So I'm not suggesting an entrepreneurial thing if you go buy hand sanitizers and stockpile them and charge $8 per bottle when you only paid $1, or that you start something crazy like $10 per roll of toilet paper. What I am suggesting is that you think about the current needs and future needs of your community and industry as it pertains to this virus, and then what solutions your company or brand can provide in relation to those needs, and then govern yourself accordingly. So I want to provide three main tips that I think are very important for small business owners and entrepreneurs to pay special attention to. Tip number one, pay special attention to the advisory statements that you should be offering your clientele where necessary. Now, I'm sure just like me, you were annoyed by the plethora of emails you received from every major brand or company that you purchased from, talking about how they were addressing the coronavirus. They were updating you on how their brand is keeping your safety in mind. And sometimes it really didn't even look like that brand should be telling you these things. But while it was annoying, it was also a part of social and professional responsibility. Think about it. If you offer childcare services, don't you think your customers want to know as soon as possible what method your business is taking to keep their children virus-free? Or airlines and cruise ships, don't you think those who have already booked or those thinking about booking want information on your cancellation policies, refunds, and any sanitation methods you're using to actually keep them safe and virus-free? As business owners, we have to keep our customers' fear in mind and keep them in the communication loop while trying to stay ahead of these situations as much as possible. And you also must do your due diligence when it comes to scheduled events and gatherings. I live in the state of Virginia, and when our governor announced that schools from kindergarten to high school would be closed for 2 weeks, I took that seriously. I was planning to take a cruise vacation, which is actually a month from today, but with these type of mandates, I changed my plans immediately. Of course, it also helped that after I did so, the cruise lines were putting a 30-day hold on trips. So what does that tell you? These were the same people that initially were telling me all of the sanitation methods they were using. And I was hooked. I was on board. You know, in the beginning, I thought, no big deal. But however, time and evidence convinced me of otherwise, and I'm being extra vigilant and cautious. So business owners, entrepreneurs, if you have public events planned, staying ahead of the game would be wise. Some people canceled their events long before state agencies and city agencies had a mandate to do so. Others were wise and they took precautions way prior to then because they knew that this was coming. But all of this highlights the importance of preparation, planning, and how that would make the difference to your business. The reality is if you have events planned, you're going to lose some money. Your sponsors, your vendors, speakers, they'll lose money, especially when you talk about maybe perhaps they had to book travel to come to your event. Maybe they had stocked up on products and services that they plan to sell to your audience. And this is a time where you really need to refamiliarize yourself with some of the provisions of your business insurance. You know, there are certain things that are covered for events like these. I like the importance of business insurance. And, you know, just as an aside, if you're a company listening that offers business insurance, life insurance, any type of insurance, this is your season where you really should be out there marketing to your audience because this is what you're telling them, whether it was travel insurance. You're telling them the importance of these things and why when people don't invest in them, this is where it makes a big difference. So don't allow opportunity in a time like this just to slip through your fingers. But as the business, you also want to keep goodwill and your brand's reputation in mind. Should you offer a refund policy, even if your tickets were initially sold as non-refundable? Should you reschedule the date without giving your purchasers the option of a refund? Because maybe you did put those disclaimers on those tickets, but remember that although you reschedule a date, there's somebody that's going to have a scheduling conflict. So should you accommodate those people? These are all considerations. When you talk about this first tip of paying special attention to the advisory statements that you should be offering your clientele where necessary, that you need to keep in mind. Tip two, and I'm going to offer you three main tips today and throw in a few bonuses. The second tip I offer is to offer, many are now forced to either work from home or some still report to work every day while their children are at home. If you think about the stress that puts an individual under, some people just were not prepared. There may not be another person to help them. So if you have a company that offers a service that's a solution to some of these problems, where are you? Are you promoting your services so that people know about you? Where is your brand not stepping in to help those that you exist to serve? Because as a business, you exist to serve a specific audience. So they shouldn't have to hunt to find you. You should be out there in the forefront, making yourself noticeable and available. And don't even think that you have to be a business that centers on childcare or sanitation products to actually capitalize during this time. You know, perhaps you simply share with your email list or on social media some creative things they can do with their children who are now at home. You know, when people are in a panic, when people are not prepared, it's all of these little things that they're not thinking about. So you might give them some relief in just a post or a link to resources that you share on social media. Make sure your business has that goodwill effort as far as doing that. You might be providing them, I've seen a lot of people share schedules, how they can schedule events during the day with their children, both with creative and educational things to do. So you may provide relief that way. I know as a publisher and author consultant, my company, Fruition Publishing Concierge Services, we reached out to our email list in public, reminding them of ways they can use their time to recommit to writing their manuscripts. You know, a lot of times people say they want to write a book, and, you know, time is an issue. They make excuses. But you know what? If you have extra time now where you're prohibited from some of those outdoor activities, craft some of that time to do things that are on your vision board or on your to-do list. You know, this is a time where you can be intentional about making sure you get those things done. From the business owner's perspective, you know, we are creatures of habit. So sometimes people need a general push or a few reminders for them to actually commit to what they're supposed to do. So don't forget to remind your clientele of offerings to help them during this time, or maybe it's a strategy. Maybe you need to provide your current clients with additional strategies and reminders of what they can do to position their brands to serve the solutions that they provide. And also, please don't forget that this is a good time to promote goodwill with your company. Can your business start a donation drive, perhaps, to benefit the agencies that serve those in need? You know, one of the things I think about for local companies, such as the food bank, you know, a lot of people during these times need food. So perhaps you can have a social media challenge through your business that everyone that donates a certain dollar amount to the food bank, that you'll match their donation to a certain limit or whatever. That's something you can do. And at a time where people are panicking and in crisis, you can't overlook all the opportunities there are for you to serve the community while you also create positive publicity for your company and brands. And I'll give you a few things personally as entrepreneurs and small business owners that you can do for yourself, as well as far as the media publicity, a little bit later in the show. Tip number three, over yourself and out of your feelings, and sell. Now, for this one, I'm going to take a quick commercial break because we definitely need to spend a little time delving into this one. So stay tuned to the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show and podcast. We will be right back.
The reason that people don't want to deal with what's holding them back is because it does not feel good to look back. So the easier thing to do is to live in what I call your condition zone. It's not a comfort zone because it doesn't make you comfortable. You're just familiar with it.
Letitia Bates, Certified Life Coach.
So I'm always working with my clients to meet them at their needs. I am listening to where they are. I do have to help them move to that next level, but we're going to go slow, and what they can expect from me is kindness, respect, and compassion.
Go to atthewheelcoaching.com and start driving your life back to higher ground.
What I help you do is understand anything that you've gone through, you've already survived. That's why you're here. And we can work together to deal with those uneasy feelings and help you move forward.
Go now to atthewheelcoaching.com.
Do you have a book idea that is so amazing that not only could it solve world peace, but it would be the perfect solution to everyone's problem, and it would make you a millionaire overnight? I mean, do you have this idea that would be the world's next bestseller, and everyone needs to read it? Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but no such book idea exists, nor ever will. This is Alicia Brown, the CEO of Fruition Publishing Concierge Services. What I can tell you is the book idea that you have is the perfect solution for someone who's desperately searching for it. But first, your book needs to be done. So visit us today at Fruition Publishing Concierge Services, which is at fruitionpublishing.com, where we'll show you how to take your concept from vision to fruition. It's time to get her done. FruitionPublishing.com.
And thank you so much for staying tuned to the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show and podcast. Before we went to commercial, I was sharing tips with you about how your brand or business can benefit from the coronavirus. And for those of you who might not have joined us in the beginning, I'll just quickly give you the first two tips. Tip one was to pay special attention to the advisory statements that you should be offering your clientele where necessary. During these times, and depending on the nature of your business, it's important that people know what measures you're taking to prevent the spread of the virus, as well as addressing their needs. Tip number two is to offer your expertise. While people are panicking and some have additional time, your company should be at the forefront. Offer the solutions and strategies that your business provides. Give them strategies to set them up for success. Speaking of strategies to set them up for success, we arrive at tip number 3, which I shared the title of it with you before we went to a quick commercial. Tip 3 is to get over yourself and out of your feelings and sell. Now, believe it or not, there are some entrepreneurs that do not like the word sell. They view selling as being a car salesman, that stereotype. They act as if sales is a dirty word. But selling is nothing more than offering something in exchange for money. As a business owner, you are mandated to sell, or else you have no business. So I want to make sure we have the proper mindset when it comes to sales and your business, even at a time of panic and crisis. And that's why I said you need to get over yourself and out of your feelings. You know, some of us have these limiting beliefs where we're actually sabotaging our success because we just don't like asking for the sell. You know, we want to make it pretty. We want to put the bow on it and all the glitter. And we're hoping that it's so beautiful that people are just ready to throw money at us for whatever it is that we're offering. And that's not how it works. You know, I remember one of my coaches who I adore, she addressed this aversion that some people have with sales, and she said, it's almost criminal for you not to offer your business services, not to sell, because only when you sell your products or services does a person get to work with you. The transaction has to happen, payment has to happen so that they can work with you. And working with you, your business, your brand, even if it's just a product or a service you provide, it's supposed to provide a solution to their problem. So why would you have something that solves their problem or gets them closer to their desired goal and not offer it? There would be no point to do that unless you simply just don't believe in what you're offering. So it's important that you understand sales. You have to make that sale. And the reality is, regardless of what's going on in the world, people are still buying. They are. I think sometimes this is how people get tripped up. I've said it in previous episodes. It's the same thing that's true of the Christmas season. You know, there are some businesses that will say, some entrepreneurs that will say, oh, no, no one's going to buy during Christmas and New Year time. You know, that's a bad time to offer anything because people are with their family. They're celebrating the holidays. They're traveling. Nobody wants to buy anything. But I can tell you, there are many businesses that is the time where a lot of people are taking off and they have that mentality as far as their business offerings. That is the time where they clean up because they position their brand in front of those people and they actually ask for the sale. And the same is true with the coronavirus. Now, again, I'm not suggesting that you price gouge clients, but what I am suggesting is that you don't allow fear to prevent you from asking for the sale. Offer your products and services at this time, even if you might have to reposition and use technology for virtual and digital offerings versus in person. You know, remember, if a lot of activities and entertainment options are now slim to none, people will be hungry for things to do. So make sure you satisfy their hunger with the business and service offerings you have. So those are my 3 main tips that I would give small business owners and entrepreneurs in these times for success. But here's a few bonus things I'd like to share with you as well as we close. Ask yourself, what digitalization could your business do that would give you a winning edge? You know, if you've been talking about building a course, a digital course, and you never did it, now is your time to do that. Imagine what your monetization would be if those things already existed and had been marketed prior to this. This may be prime time for those that are stir crazy or will soon have cabin fever, and they could have been persuaded to buy from your brand for that awesome solution you provide. Another tip, media opportunities. If you have additional time on your hands, be intentional when it comes to writing blogs, when it comes to submitting, writing and contributing, writing articles to paid magazine opportunities, or even doing podcast interviews. You know, some of you are experts on things directly pertaining to the coronavirus. Some of you have certain things that you can give expertise on that maybe the media is not focusing on. These are your ideal times. But even if your expertise has nothing to do with the coronavirus, you can capitalize on some of the extra time you may have and just really be focused and take it, take advantage of these additional exposure opportunities that will keep you and your brand at the forefront and also can be used as a magnet to attract new customers. Another tip, consider online continued education. Are there some skills that you need to brush up on? Are there some additional certificates or things that could add credibility to your brand? This is the perfect time to enroll in those online learning opportunities, and many of them are free or low cost. So make sure you, as a leader, or even with your staff, encourage them to take advantage of that. There's also challenges. That's another tip. Could you issue a coaching challenge and maybe use Zoom or other technology software or a private online group of some sort where you're helping a small group of clients to be accountable and accomplish their goals? This is another way to monetize your brand as well as fill a need for those that you exist to serve. And I keep saying those that you exist to serve because that's what your business is. Your business and your product or service offerings is not for everyone. It's for a particular audience. And the reason your company exists is to serve that audience. So don't lose track of that. And one, I have two final tips. One of those is show me the money. Now would be your time to conduct research that pays. You know, what grants might exist for your business or nonprofit and the goals that you have? What programs do you need to market? You know, you have a lot of educators right now who they are not working. They might be at the school system and doing different things, but they're not necessarily at the same schedule where they're interacting with your children. This may be a time where emails are read more than other times. Or perhaps there's sales funnels and email lists that you need to work on or create to increase your brand visibility and profits. That's what this time is for. So if you have additional time or being mindful of the time that you have and being intentional, make sure you're using it to work to your advantage and put your business in a better position than it is currently. But whatever you do, remember that there is still much you can do right now to increase your profitability while you work on some of the other things that will take more time. And lastly, I cannot emphasize enough the benefit of self-care. I know it's easy to make a list of these things and rush through them and do them all and make your little checklist, but I'm telling you that you must remember to have self-care and relaxation as a part of your effort. You know, I know in my area, Virginia, there are even gyms that are closing. So soon you might miss a lot of the benefits that comes from socialization, being outside of your home and just participating in different activities. So make sure that you're creating that type of environment in your home. You know, it might be simple as a bubble bath and some aromatherapy and candles lit to create that spa feeling where you get to relax for a certain period of time. Or maybe some of the cuisine that you're not able to go out to a restaurant and have, you can cook some of those special dishes right at your house. And that would be something you can do with yourself and with your family and those that live with you. And then make sure you take time to read books for simple relaxation. You know, many are going to use this time to catch up on their reading for professional and enrichment purposes. But also remember, you need things that are simply fun that allow you to relax as well. And regardless of anything that's going on, make sure that first and foremost, you keep your and your family's safety in mind at the forefront at all times. You know, sometimes it might be a little inconvenient, but it's better to be safe than sorry. And don't forget to relax. Enjoy the company of those you love and those around you. Make your household a really fun place. and reach out and call those you haven't talked to in a while. You know, sometimes the additional times or the change of schedule, we learn how to roll with the punches, but we forget those things that when we're in a rush, we simply say we don't have time to do. Now might be your time to do them since certain things are no longer available. And regardless of what happens over the next few days, weeks, and months, one thing is for sure, things will get better and everything will eventually work out. So I thank you for tuning in to this very special edition of the Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show and podcast. You can visit theentrepreneurslounge.info for all of our social media links, as well as to join our email list. And if you make any direct messages or comments on any of those posts, I'll be more than happy to send you this list and make sure you get these things that you can keep updated, as well as hear our recent developments. You know, our announcements and things we have, we always share with our email list first. So make sure you go to one word, theentrepreneurslounge.info. And if you're on our email list, I'll make sure that this list of tips are definitely sent out to you. So until next time, I'm your host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, wishing you peace, love, and prosperity. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.